Last night in the Taraweeh, the ninth juz was recited. The first ayah, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. This is continuing with the incident of Shu'aib alayhi salam with his people. That the proud leaders from among his people, they warned Shu'aib alayhi salam and threatened him. لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا. That, O Shu'aib, we will drive you and whoever follows you out of our village, except if you return back to our creed. So Shu'aib alayhi salam told his people that you can do what you want. My trust is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala Allahi tawakkalna. I trusted only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every Nabi had this quality of trusting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the face of severe opposition from their people, they were unapologetic and they were not scared in propagating the truth. This is a quality we should also try and instill in us, that if we are on the truth and we are on the haq, then no matter what opposition we have, we should not pay attention to it, but our gaze should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. Some of the ayah passed yesterday, that when any nation rejected, falsified, did not accept the message of the Nabi, then Allah Ta'ala first sees those people with difficulties and calamities, so that they could humble themselves and they could accept the message. Then, when they still refuse to accept, بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. In face of difficulties, Allah Ta'ala changed it, and Allah Ta'ala brought good conditions, ease, prosperity, حَتَّى عَفَوْا. Until when the nation prospered, and they said, قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَّاءُ. What are these conditions? Good conditions, bad conditions? This is just the changes of time. The same thing used to happen to our forefathers. This has got nothing to do with us accepting or not accepting, but this is just the changes of time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them suddenly. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The people of the villages have to believe. They have, if they bring iman and they adopt taqwa, then surely we will open for them the barakat, the blessing from the heavens in the form of rain, and wal ard from the earth in the form of crops, etc. So the blessings and barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayah is telling us is connected to qualities of iman and taqwa. If a person individually brings iman and taqwa into his life, he will see Allah Ta'ala putting barakah and blessing in his life. And collectively, any people, any nation, if they bring iman and taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will collectively grant them barakah. And really the work of a Muslim, of a believer, gets done through barakah. More than kasrat. Kasrat means abundance. And barakah means blessing. So what is barakah? In a little, Allah Ta'ala puts a lot of goodness. Kasratul khayr, a lot of goodness in a letter. So a person, one person might be earning 10,000 rand, but at the end of the month he's still short of 2,000 rand. And another person is only earning 1,000 rand, but Allah Ta'ala makes all his needs, necessities, all his work get done in that 1,000 rand, and at the end of the month he still has 100 rand left over. So barakah, this is how a Muslim's work gets done, through barakah. Not through kasra, not through a lot, but through barakah. And this is something that really you can't explain. A person has to experience it. So to get this barakah in our life, we have to have iman and taqwa. There's a nice story of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that he explained that from the time of Rasulullah SAW, he was granted a small bag filled with dates. And he said he used to eat from this through the khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, also the khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, and Uthman radiallahu anhu. So one small bag of dates, the dates didn't get finished. When Uthman radiallahu anhu was made shaheed, then somehow the bag got lost. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu used to say, لِلنَّاسِ هَمٌ وَلِيَ هَمَّانٌ. People have one matter of grief and to be said about, but there are two causes for me to be said. فَقَدُ الْجِرَابِ وَقَتْلُ الشَّيْخِ عُثْمَانِ. Uthman has become Shaheed radiallahu anhu, and also I've lost a peg that I had, which was Fajr al-Sayyid. So barakah will come when a person has iman and a person has taqwa. This is the month of acquiring this great wealth of taqwa. We should make an effort to see that we acquire this wealth of taqwa in this month of Ramadan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many incidents from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is such a Nabi that he is in the incidents concerning him and either the people of Fir'aun or the Bani Israel, the qawm of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, is mentioned in most of the farahs. And yet approximately half of the farah has to do with different incidents from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident of when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to Fir'aun after coming back from Madian and he received Nubuwwat. Then Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wa salam two signs. And Allah Ta'ala told him that go now to Fir'aun and invite Fir'aun, call Fir'aun towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepting Allah as the Rabb. And secondly, you should deliver and take the Bani Israel out of the clutches of Fir'aun and take them to safety to the promised land. So Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went with these two signs. The first was the staff, that which when he used to throw it down, it would turn into a serpent, into a snake. And the second was the shining hand. And when he came to Fir'aun, Fir'aun dismissed these two signs as black magic. And that time black magic was rife. And Fir'aun said that this is sihr, this is black magic. So we will oppose it. And he called all the different magicians from his entire country and assembled them all to have a muqabala and to have a, so to say, a match against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in front of the entire nation, Allah ta'ala made Musa alayhi salatu wasalam victorious. So the magicians, they came out of hope of gaining some reward and to oppose Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But soon they realized that what Musa alayhi salam is displaying, this is not actually black magic, but this is something else. So in a moment, just now they were opposing the Nabi of Allah, but very soon that changed and now they became firm believers in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And so strong their iman was that in the face of the great tyranny of Fir'aun, and Fir'aun's threats were not empty threats, but Fir'aun was known as Dil Awtad, the one who would punish by knocking nails into a person's body. So in front of the great tyranny of Fir'aun and the threats that Fir'aun made to them, they were not prepared to give up the iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who can in a moment change a person's heart from a person being a staunch and great disbeliever, where he's opposing the Nabi of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change that and grant a person such strong iman that even though he may have to give his life, Fir'aun threatened them, said, I will cut off your hands and legs from opposite sides, I will crucify you. But they said, you can do what you want, we have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that split moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant a person such strong iman. That's why we should always turn to Allah, make dua to Allah. Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabit qulubana ala deenik. Oh Allah, keep our hearts firm and established on your deen. And then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different incidents from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam with the people of Fir'aun, also with the Bani Israel. And Musa, the Fir'aun and his leaders, they told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that we will drive you out of the land. And the Bani Israel became worried. Musa alayhi salam told Bani Israel that don't worry, trust in Allah, ista'inu billah, seek help from Allah, wasbiru, and be steadfast. Because in al-ardha lillah, the land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadihi. Allah grants control and Allah ta'ala grants leadership of the land to whomsoever He wishes. Wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. The end result, the end outcome, always will be in favor of the people of taqwa. Little bit in this world, they might have to go through difficulty, but the out and the end, they will always be victorious. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different types of tests that the people were put through, and Allah Ta'ala tested them in different ways. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ. Allah sent upon them floods, and وَالْجَرَادَ, locusts, everywhere they were finding locusts, their life became a misery. وَالْقُمَّلِ, and ticks, وَالْضَفَادِعِ, frogs in all their containers, utensils, everywhere there would be frogs. Wadam and blood in their drinking water, etc., would all change to blood. So different, different ways Allah Ta'ala tested them. Each time they would come back to Musa alayhi salam, make dua, that now we have repented. And when Musa alayhi salam would make dua for them, then shortly after that, again they would go back to the evil ways. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. They were from always a sinful people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned after that how Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel were saved. Allah ta'ala took them across the water and Fir'aun and his army were drowned. Then Bani Israel, it would have been expected after being delivered from the clutches, oppressive clutches of Fir'aun, that now they would be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, very soon they went back to their old ways. They found some people worshipping a calf and Samiri who also deceived them. Then he made for them the form of a calf and they got involved in the worship of this calf. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was gone to Mount Tur. Allah Ta'ala had called Musa alayhi salam to the mountain of Tur for 30 days. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa alayhi salam extend that period for another 10 days. It was a total of 40 days. From this, our elders say that there is a great effect in 40 days in the change of man. That is why a person goes out in Jamaat 40 days, person spends time in the Khanqa for a period of 40 days. So that because the changes in a person's life take place in periods of 40 days. So 40 days a person spends in one environment, making effort on something, then the change will be firm in him and it will carry on with him afterwards. So when Musa alayhi salam came back, then he found his people were worshipping the calf and he became very angry with them. He asked his brother Harun, that had I not told you to look after the people while I was gone? And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that those who had worshipped the calf, the punishment was that they had to be killed. And then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different incidents from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Bani Israel. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident was أَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ. Ask them concerning the valley and the people of the village who were on the edge of the ocean, on the seashore. This is the village of Elia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the command of the Sabbath. They had to observe the Sabbath. And on the day of Saturday, they were not allowed to do any work. So Allah tested them that they were a nation that used to earn their living through fishing. So in the rest of the days of the week, it was difficult. They could not catch much fish. But on the day of Saturday, Allah Ta'ala caused the fish to come right in the surface of the water. They could see the fish with their hands and with their eyes and catch it with their hands. But because it was the day of Saturday, they were not allowed to fish. So they devised some plan where they would cast a net on a Friday and leave the net out. And in this way, the fish on the day of Saturday would be caught in the net. And then the next day, on Sunday, they would go and draw in those nets. So they tried to go around the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and break the command of Allah by making a plan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, this was definitely not allowed and permitted. So one group from them engaged in this wrong practice. The second group, they stopped them and prevented them. That this is not allowed, you cannot do this, you are breaking the command of the Sabbath. And then there was a third group who told the second group that why are you advising these people and why are you preventing them? Allahu muhlikum, Allah is going to destroy them, Allah will punish them, leave them. So the second group said that we have to make nahi anil munkar, we have to stop them from the wrong. Why? Ma'adiratan ila rabbikum. So that's on the day of Qiyamah, when we stand in front of Allah, we will have an excuse to present that, oh Allah, we did try to prevent these people. And wala'allahum yattaqun, perchance they might listen and heed our advice and desist from the wrong that they are doing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that those who stopped and who made nahi anil munkar, who stopped the others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from His divine punishment. And as far as those who were doing wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them with a severe punishment. So the two groups, what happened to them is mentioned in the Quran. The third group, that is that group that neither fished on the day of Saturday, nor did they stop the group that was doing wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't mentioned what happened to them in the Quran. So ulama explained that this is to show that Allah was displeased with them also. Allah Ta'ala was not happy with them, but most probably Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did not punish them in this world. So from this we can understand the importance that a person himself, he obeys the command of Allah, but together with that he has to make an effort that around him, whoever he has influence over, he should try and establish the deen of Allah and the command of Allah in their life also. He has to carry out the command of Amr bil Ma'ruf, commanding what is right, and Nahi an al-Munkar, preventing what is evil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on mentions the path which Allah ta'ala took from all of mankind before coming into this world, when Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was sent into the dunya. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the back of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam took out the progeny of his that would come. So the entire mankind that would come until the day of Qiyamah were taken out in the form of small ends. And Allah ta'ala then explained to us and put it into us that Allah is our Rabb. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asked everyone, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, that am I not your Rabb? Am I not your sustainer, your nourisher? So everyone answered, Bala, that definitely, most definitely, oh Allah, you are our Rabb. So this is the fact which is known as Ahl Alas. Each person had testified that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Rabb. Then Allah ta'ala has sent us now into this dunya. And this dunya is a darul imtihan, a means of testing us. So Allah has put means all around us. A person now comes into the world and he sees he's being sustained from different means, from my business, from my shop, from my effort, and now he forgets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Rabb. But Allah ta'ala has sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to remind us in different ways. We are reminded daily when we perform salah in ruku, in sajda, we say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, that oh Allah, you are our Rabb. And the first question that will be asked when we leave and we pass through this daruf, this abode of imtihan in the qabr, would be again concerning this, that Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? So in this world we have to make an effort to instill and remind ourselves that our Rabb is only Allah. Whatever we see around us, these are just means, but behind it is the command of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is sustaining us and the one who is fulfilling all our needs and necessities. And then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Qur'an is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, then a person should listen attentively to the Qur'an, وَأَمْسِتُوا, and a person should be silent, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that he may get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever the Qur'an is recited, a person should pay attention. This is the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put a person with his heart, the ears of his heart, he should listen to what is being recited, and then Allah Ta'ala's mercy will descend upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person tawfiq to act in accordance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Al-Anfal. Anfal means the spoils of war. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the rulings with regard to the booty that the people will capture when they go out in jihad. Anfal, like how we perform nafil salah, is extra. So in jihad, this is something which is extra. It's not the main objective for going out and fighting in the path of Allah, but it's an extra bonus that Allah ta'ala grants. The army captures booty, and then what is the ruling, how it has to be distributed. So this is mentioned in the surah. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ayat, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are those that when Allah ta'ala is mentioned, then their heart trembles. What this means is when either the verses of Allah are recited, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah is made, or when a person wants to commit a sin and he's reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? His heart becomes fearful. His heart trembles on the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the first quality of a person of iman. Second sign, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the signs of Allah, when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, is recited unto them, then it increases their iman. And thirdly, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And only on Allah, only on their Rabb, do they trust, they rely. They will use and adopt different means, but their trust and reliance will be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First sign, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and those who establish salah. Salah, great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And most of the times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say to perform salah, but Allah says it's to establish salah, meaning we have to read salah, perform salah with all its requisites, all its rights, with shabat in the masjid, with concentration, with devotion. A person comes on time and keeping the road straight. All of this is part of iqamatul salah. And the first quality, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, of what we have provided them, they spend. They spend, of the, they give their zakat. And also over and above that, they also spend from that which Allah has provided us. Allah has given it to us, we give it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending it in the path of Allah. Allah ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. These are the true believers. So a person, one is, we have iman, we believe in Allah, we believe in Rasulullah s.a.w. in the tenets of iman. But one is, we have the qualities of iman, we have to make an effort to instill these qualities into our life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the battle of Badr, a great test of the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala has promised to one of the two groups, the kuffar of Mecca, had a trade caravan that the Muslims decided to waylay. And then the kuffar, when they got the news that the Muslims are going to attack the caravan, they sent for reinforcements from Mecca Mukarramah. So the two groups came. One was the caravan, and one was the trade caravan, and one was the mighty army of the kuffar that had proceeded from Mecca, had come out from Mecca Mukarramah. The believers wanted to face the caravan because they were ill-equipped, they were not prepared for war. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused you to face the greater and the stronger army. Why? لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ, so that Allah Ta'ala can establish the truth, وَيُقْتِلَ الْبَاطِلِ, and can destroy Baatil, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes makes certain things occur. It's contrary to what a person wants, what a person desires. But there's great wisdom behind this. And one of the great wisdom is that Allah wants to establish the truth in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to become manifest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to destroy Baatil. And then towards the end of the para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one of the benefits of taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. That, O people of iman, if you have taqwa, if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant you furqan. What is furqan? Is a differentiator, the ability to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. When a person has the fear of Allah, he's always aware of Allah, and he has the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's fearful of disobeying Allah and displeasing Allah, then slowly this quality will come into him, that in all conditions, Allah ta'ala will show him what is right, what is wrong. He might not know why, but he just, as they say, he'll be able to smell a rat, that this is, there's something wrong in this. Very clearly we've seen a few years ago, when this great COVID fraud was around, then there were many people that we all fell for it, but there were some people who realized that no, there's something wrong in this year. So how? People made a mockery of them. Everything is wrong. Standing shoulder to shoulder is wrong. Taking the vaccine is wrong. Everything is wrong. What right then? So people used to make a mockery of it. But as time went on, it became clear that this year was a great fraud. So how does a person now differentiate? This is a quality that Allah will instill in a person, where a person in all matters in his life, he'll be able to see what is right, what is wrong. This will come about when a person has taqwa. So we have to make an effort in this month of Ramadan to to gain this great wealth of taqwa. That is why we have come to spend the time here in the khanqa, to spend time in the company of the Ahlullah in the prayers, so that we learn how to keep our fast correctly, and by fasting correctly, Allah Ta'ala grants a person this quality of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala bless us.